Welcome to our first installment of the Sounds of the Game featuring the Scott City Beavers here on WesternKansasNews.com. I'm Adam Kadavy, and it's been a long time coming here with due to the coronavirus pandemic, but we finally were able to play football on Friday night, and it was a great thing, a great turnout. A little warm, but you know what? We'll take it. It's still late summer here, but it was a big matchup, Scott City and Ulysses, to kick off the 2020 season. You know, the series, this would be the 65th time the teams had played on Friday nights, and I was in jeopardy for a while, but things worked out, and the Beavers and Ulysses Tigers were able to play, and Scott City would come out with a 17-0 victory. And let's go ahead and pick up here on the opening series for Scott City. The Beavers would have forced a three and out. They had a sack on second down and force fourth and long. They'd punt, and they would take advantage of short field. The punt return would be good to about the 37-yard line of Ulysses. The Beavers would convert one third down on the drive. And their second third down, they were facing a third and short. They would find the end zone for the first time in 2020 with a pair of seniors connecting.
Culp in motion on third down. It'll be a play fake. King out to the flats. It's going to be Lauren Froh, 10. Inside the five, he's in for a touchdown. Lauren Froh from Harrison King, a 15-yard pass play, and it's a Scott City touchdown with 7:24 in the first as a cannon fires at Darner Field. It's 6-0.
There would actually be two encroachment penalties on the Ulysses Tigers. The extra point would still be blocked by Ulysses, and the Beavers would lead 6-0 with 7:24 to go in the first quarter. Ulysses would take over on their second series at their own 37-yard line. They would go three and out, but on fourth down, it would be bad fortune for the Tigers as they had a bad snap, and it cost them 20 yards.
So Oscar Martinez to punt for the second time. It's going to be Lauren Froh and Kevin Serrano standing at their own 40, set to return. Oh, it's a bad snap, and it's taking Oscar Martinez all the way back inside the five. He's going to run at 10. 15, and he's going to be swallowed up at the 17-yard line by Sawyer Stevens. So that ends up being a 10-yard rushing loss after a bad snap with 4:05 to go first quarter.
The Beavers would be set up in the Ulysses red zone at the 17-yard line with 4:05 to go first quarter, leading 6-0. They had actually scored a touchdown from 15 yards out on a run by Blaine Culp, but that'd be called back due to hold. Scott City would get the ball, and they would go to the Ulysses 8. That's where they were stopped on turnover on down, so the 9-yard line. So Ulysses would get the ball at the 9-yard line. They did not make much of a dent in that, but they were three and outs, and they were in a similar situation, but they found a way in an unusual way to get their first down of the game late in the first quarter.
Here's a set third punt, or attempt, I should say.
Look at
this.
It's a bad
snap in the end zone, and now it's going to be getting out of there is going to be Martinez, and he has some room on the left side. He's going to be near a first down, and he's going to get it as he takes it across the 20-yard line. He was in the end zone bobbling the snap, and he runs it for a first down to the 20-yard line.
It'd be a very unusual play where it looked like Scott City was going to force a safety or recover the ball for a touchdown in the end zone, and it ends up out of all that, even though it was a couple yards deep in the end zone, Martinez ended up only gaining 7 yards on the ground. But Ulysses would have their first down of the ball game that way late in the first quarter. They would continue to drive down the field here. We'll pick up with that in the second quarter in our next series. Scott City leading 6-0 after the first quarter. Our second quarter recap in our next segment here on WesternKansasNews.com.